Blackstone Audio presents The Dark Water by Seth Fishman. This book is read by Katie Shore.
Weston, one day I hope to write something else for you, but that doesn't change the fact that you are on every page of this book. Chapter 1. The water feels thick, silky along my skin. I tread easily, the way a bird might fly, lazily pushing down against the current. Even with Odessa ski jacket on, the water's welcoming. It's buoyant and warm and massages me softly. Rob and Joe float nearby, and every few moments one of their hands brushes against mine as we tread, like we need to remind one another that we're really here. I open my mouth to let some water in and swallow, tasting copper, like the earth, like our blood. My body shivers, craving more. We've been in the water for a while now. 10 minutes, maybe? We haven't said a thing. It's so quiet, like we're drifting in a vacuum. The shore isn't so far away, but I'm reluctant to move. I think I could stay here for days. The basin we swim in is large, about the size of the lake that borders my prep school. I can't believe that only 2 days ago I swam across that lake, under 3 inches of ice, and nearly froze to death. That feels like a lifetime ago now, though not a good lifetime. This place is something new and impossible, and it makes everything I've ever seen or believed seem smaller. On the shore, some 100 yards away, there's a haze of light, as if the ground itself is glowing. There are trees, plants, a full, vibrant green forest leaning as far over the water as possible, as if the water itself were the sun. I peek above me and can only see black.